It's Tuesday, January 11th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Serious Muslim violence is intensifying against Christians in Uganda, Africa. Morningstar News reported on a Muslim husband in central Uganda suspected of hanging his wife and two children because the young mother and oldest child received Christ after attending Christmas Day and Sunday worship services. Also, China Aid reports that two members of the Tian Zuncheng Reformed Church, the pastor Anyanki, and another church member were arrested 3 days after Christmas. Also last week, Chinese communists raided a Christian school in the Siming district, located in Xiamen City. They levied a fine of $15,000 against the school administrator. The charge was religious training without authorization. According to China Aid, quote, "In the past few years, the Chinese government intensified repression on Christian education with constant raids and arrests. Also, lawmakers issued new policies to tighten control over homeschooling and private education. In the family education promotion, the government now has authority over education outside and inside the home," end quote. The stocks were down Monday, with the tech stocks taking the biggest hit. The NASDAQ is down 8% since the first of the year, settling in at 14,943 points on Monday. After gaining $1.7 trillion in market capitalization between June and November, cryptocurrency has lost $1.2 trillion in market cap since November. Bitcoin dropped $7,000 in the last week, ending in the $41,850 range on Monday. Meanwhile, the total stock market capitalization increased from $26 trillion to $48 trillion since March of 2020. It was the largest increase in stock market investment in the history of the U.S. stock market. Plus, gold prices have held steady around $1,800 per ounce since 2020. Asher's Baking Company, based in Northern Ireland, has survived yet another appeal by homosexual activists who were hoping to get the Christian-owned business to violate their conscience. The Christian Institute reports that the European Court of Human Rights has sustained the UK Supreme Court decision to uphold the business owner's right to freedom of expression and religion. The Convention of States Action and the Trafalgar Group have released a new survey of 1,000 likely 2022 election voters. The big takeaway is that 77% of Americans believe the nation is in a state of decay. That's 82% of independent voters, 86% of Republican voters, and 61% of Democrat voters who take that position. Over the weekend, actor Sidney Poitier died at 94 years of age. He received the 1963 Academy Award for Best Actor for the movie Lilies of the Field, a Roman Catholic story about nuns who build a chapel. Poitier was raised Roman Catholic in the Bahamas. Plus, comedian and actor Bob Saget also died in a hotel room in Orlando, Florida, at 65 years of age. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 12 says, "For man also does not know his time, like fish taken in a cruel net, like birds caught in a snare. So the sons of men are snared in an evil time, when it falls suddenly upon them." Tragically, a devastating apartment fire in Bronx, New York, killed 19 people on Sunday. Investigators believe it was a faulty space heater that initiated the blaze. The 120-unit building was constructed as affordable housing in the 1970s. Another apartment fire killed 13 back in December of 2017. Jesus referred to a similar accident that occurred in his day. He said, "Those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all the other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Luke 13, verses 4 and 5. And finally, the sixth commandment says, "You shall not murder." An 18-year-old mother is being arraigned for attempted murder and child abuse in Hobbs, New Mexico, for abandoning her baby in a dumpster. A security camera captured the whole incident, reports Fox News. According to the video timestamp, The one-day-old newborn child lay in the dumpster for over 5 hours before rescuers found her. Over 2,700 babies are killed by abortion every day in America. Plus, one baby under 1 year of age is murdered every day in this country. In addition, on average, 8 babies are murdered each year on the day they are born, as recorded by the CDC. And that's the World View in 5 minutes, on this Tuesday, January 11th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.